I feel very sad about what just happened in New Zealand, right? May Allah reward them Jannatul Firdaus and without any hisab.
Assalam. How are you doing?
Good.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wait, you are from the team show.
My mom watches your show.
Yeah, I watched.
So we're in New York. This is New York, Queens.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How you doing, brother?
We're at Masjid Isa ibn Maryam, the Jesus Son of Mary Mosque.
Look at that. That's amazing. We even got a mosque named after one of the greatest messengers ever sent to mankind,
That's
Jesus.
Right.
This is the mosque named after Jesus, right?
That's right. That's right. We named it the Jesus Son of Mary Mosque so that when people walk on the streets, they would realize that Islam, you know, believes in Jesus, believes in the messenger. And you wouldn't believe, we have a lot of people that actually walk into the mosque out of the blue and say, just because I saw the sign, I wanted to find out more information. We actually had a lot of people accept Islam because of it as well, alhamdulillah.
There you go. I mean, do you think this person, that this terrorist, do you think this terrorist knew how much love, because recently you had this terrorist attack that killed, I believe, almost 50 innocent human beings, you know, in a place of worship like this. This is something similar to where they were at, worshiping the one God. Do you think this terrorist had any idea on what Islam is, you know, this love they have for Jesus, you know, besides all this, you know, misinformation that people have that pumps them up to go do crazy stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, first, definitely condolences and prayers go out to all the family and all of the injured. You know, may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for them, for their families. May God Almighty, you know, ease all of their affairs and, you know, allow their families to be okay after this horrific incident. And, you know, as you said, it's a terrorist attack. I mean, it's an attack of extremism. And it's, you know, I'm sure that he didn't know what true Islam is. You know, if he had walked into a mosque, spoke to somebody, you know, they probably would have took him out to dinner, you know, educated him on what the truth is about Islam, and it would have done wonders for him. And, you know, it's, you know, an incident like this is a wake-up call also for us. You know, sometimes as Muslims, we're in our bubbles, you know, and we're not doing enough to go out and interact with people and educate people about Islam. You know, you think about it, as you're watching this video right now, when's the last time you talked to someone about Islam? Probably years ago, you know, so we have a lot of work to do, you know, in front of us. And it's a reminder call and a wake-up call for us as well.
I heard that the brother, the Muslim who was at the door, one of his last words was calling this terrorist who has come in, because that's the brotherhood that you get from the Muslim. He was saying, hey, brother, like he thought that his last words, I was reading a post, he said, hey, brother, and then he ended up getting gunned down by this terrorist. That's just...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read that specifically, but look, in Islam, there's a brotherhood based on religion and faith, but there's also a brotherhood in humanity. I mean, we're all human beings. We all have families. We all have wants and needs, and, you know, we all enjoy doing certain things. So we definitely got to start connecting with other people and interacting and talking to people, you know, and educating them that way.
Let me ask you, what do you think? Because obviously, this does not represent Christianity.
Of course.
But anytime someone walks past a Muslim, you know, it's connected somehow to Islam, the religion gets brought into it. Nowhere have you been brought, and we're not saying that it should be, but it should be fair and balanced. But what do you think now? Because obviously, if you want to look into his roots, he's obviously Christian.
Yes.
He's somebody who's also playing an anthem of a song that back in Serbia, they have a specific group of people called the Chetniks.
Mm.
And they had committed atrocities and, you know, one of the worst genocides after, the worst genocide after World War II. They were doing a crusade against Muslims. And
and
now he was singing that song, you know, he was playing that song. So he's obviously linked to Christianity. We don't blame Christianity. We want people to be fair and balanced. But what do you think now? But his religion is not brought up at all, and usually when someone's attributed to being a Muslim, Islam is put on trial.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are extremists in every faith, in every walk of life, right? You know, if you look at Christianity, there's extremists. If you look at Muslims, there are extremists. We have to admit that. If you look at Judaism, there's extremists. If you look at atheism, there's extremists, right? We can't fall into the trap of linking the action of an extremist to a specific faith, right? We can't say that the entire faith is now extremism, because that's what they do to us, and that hurts us, right? And that's the whole thing that we're going against, right? So, you know, for us, we have to be the better people. We have to educate. It's all about education, right? We have to educate people that, listen, the action of one does not define a faith. You know, if you look at Islam, you got 1.6, 7, 8 billion Muslims worldwide. Well, guess what? If Islam was based on a religion of extremism, what that means is that the world would have been destroyed by now, right? So we can't say that Islam leads to terrorism and destruction. We can't say that, but we also can't say that about their faiths also.
You see how that's fair and balanced? You see how that's fair and balanced? And that's what we're calling all
Islam,
of humanity.
Islam, fair and balanced.
Islam, fair and balanced. In our love, in our heart, in our condolences and prayers go out to all the victims of this terrorist Absolutely. Attack, and may God Almighty Allah grant them Jannah.
Really sad for, this thing to happen with the brothers and sisters. I wish we could help them, but we just want to remember them in our prayers, and, all our hearts goes for them. And I hope, God give Allah give their relatives a sabr, and inshallah we'll work with the people who are who think that our religion is not about peace. Inshallah our message will go through, and they will understand what the Islam is all about. So thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
May Allah make them of the shuhada. They died on Yom al-Jum'ah, which is, as from the hadith say of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a good day to die. And then, alhamdulillah, they were in the masjid. So, and Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, for verily do not say they are dead. He said, for verily say they are alive and they are with their Lord, the shuhada. So, may Allah make them of them, the shuhada. I mean.
Dr. Jamila Jones.
Allah is in control of everything. Put your trust and faith in Allah wholeheartedly. That's my advice. I'm very upset about the events that have taken place. And I always ask people to just go back to their trust and their faith in Allah. And that after every difficulty, there is ease. So that's my mission. No specific dua, but just to remember. Constantly remember, reflect and ponder that after every difficulty, there comes ease. And that the people who have passed away are the martyrs. And they're not dead. They're with Allah.
No
Allah.
How are you? Nice to meet you, brother. How's everything?
JazakAllah khair.
That was a great khutbah.
Thank you so much.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. How are you, brother? How's everything?
Alhamdulillah. I love your show, man. I love it. JazakAllah khair. Keep it up. Am I on here?
How are you?
I didn't even know.
How are you doing?
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Thank you, brother.
How are you, brother?
Assalamualaikum. How are you? We're with Ustad Zakaria, one of the instructors here at Masjid Isa bin Maryam. So what was your response to, did you hear the news of what happened, this tragic terrorist attack?
I mean, I heard a bit about it. It's just really unfortunate that people would do something like that. And my advice is for myself and everybody is just, make sure that you keep your composure, and not to act emotionally. And just wait for the details, wait before making assumptions and statements about it, be very careful. And my biggest advice is just to make dua for the people. Send out du'as to those people. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them and to make it easy for the families, because wallahi, this was just, from what I've heard on the news, it's just something out of the ordinary, something out of nowhere that this happened. So stay vigilant, stay protective over your families, and just make dua for them, and if you're able to help these families in whatever way you can, I think that's something that we should all definitely do.
At first, of course, you're stricken with sadness, you're stricken with grief. But as you said in your khutbah, we have to have patience, and we pray for them. We cannot act with anger. It's all part of Allah's plan, even though it's something that to us right now, it's very hard to swallow. It's a very hard thing to swallow when you see something like that, because it's injustice, And the best thing that we can do, make dua, that Allah grants our families patience, and do the best that we can to continue propagating this message of Islam. Because no matter what, it will always survive and it will always thrive. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
One thing that you know, I've been thinking about a lot is that, you know, obviously this terrorist actions were recorded, and he recorded a live video, and a lot of us are, you know, actually sharing this video around. You know, I don't think we should be sharing this video, because his actions were limited to those individuals in that locality, right? And, you know, it was horrific what happened in New Zealand, but by sharing this video, especially for our brothers and sisters, Muslims, by sharing this video, we're now spreading that fear to Muslims all over the place, you know. You're going to have Muslim women, Muslim children who are going to be scared to profess their faith. So just my word of advice, you know, I would humbly suggest, don't share the video, there's no point in it.
Another thing, what advice would you give also for the, you know, those people who get also, who are not well grounded in the deen, or they also, they end up using this as opportunity. There is that small fringe element that can go ahead and use this as an excuse to go ahead and do something, maybe perpetuate something that there's no justification for it in Islam, and they might want to go ahead and do something as a revenge. What advice would you have?
Yeah, Islam prohibits murder. The Islam prohibits killing of innocent individuals. So we have to be better than that. We don't stoop to those lows that some extremists and some terrorists will do. We have to be better than that. And if you look at the life example of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad. His whole life exemplified that. So many people did harsh things to him, but he always went higher and treated them better. And because of that, 1.78 billion Muslims now exist, right? So we have to be better than that. And, you know, one last point I would also mention is that some of us who might be weak and, you know, a little bit weaker in faith, we all have our weaknesses, see an incident like this and might want to, you know, say, well, you know, forget Islam, I'm not practicing anymore. You know, my word of advice, you know, for those who might be feeling heartbroken and perhaps want to leave their faith, is that in Islam, the true judgment is on the Day of Judgment. So no matter what happens on this earth, God, the Almighty, the All-Wise, the All-Just, will have that justice done on the Day of Judgment. So the believer can have their heart, you know, eased at that sense of comfort.
That is definitely a sense of comfort, knowing that there's a Day of Judgment, and God Almighty, Allah will put everything in place back then. Be patient, wake up for Fajr, make sure you live in Islam, get grounded in it. And it gives you the tools on how to handle all these situations. But most of all, put your trust in the creator of the heavens and the earth. We'll see you next time. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.